How do you enable employees to create content on LinkedIn without forcing them or losing control of your brand? What content should they create? What messages? What formats? Listen on to find out more. You're listening to the Content 10X podcast, where it's all about content repurposing. I'm Amy Woods, and I'm here to help you maximize your content and find smart ways to get your message in front of more of the right people, whilst also saving time. Let's get started. Hello and welcome to this episode of the Content 10X podcast. I'm your host, Amy Woods, and in this episode, we continue the conversation about employee-led content. So a brief recap, we had part one of the conversation, which was episode 348. That was titled Why Employee-Led Content is the Biggest B2B Advantage in 2026. In that episode, I covered why people-led content matters, specifically how important employee-led content is for companies. This is so important now in 2026 when we have the rise of AI and all the undifferentiated content coming out. We have a sea of sameness. And so it's time to lean on our people and on employee-led content. So in that episode, part one, we talked about how to have employee-led content running alongside brand content, not replacing it, but there to elevate the voices of your people. We then had part two, so that was episode 349, and that was on how to build an employee-led content system that actually works. So we looked at employee activation programs on LinkedIn, as well as employee-generated content, employee advocacy, and also the non-LinkedIn ways to raise the profile of your people. Now, I felt we needed an all-important part three to this series. So we've addressed why employee-led content is important and having the structure in place. But then how do you help people to show up? And in what way do they show up as well? It's about balancing the risk. So too much control and it's going to appear like it's inauthentic content. But then if you have too little support, you may end up with inconsistency. So you'll have unclear boundaries and maybe just a lot of anxious people. And there's no real link to business success as well. So it's not about telling people what to post, it's about creating the conditions where they feel confident enough to show up, and it's about aligning expectations. So in this episode, I'll cover how to enable employees to create content that feels natural and credible without forcing formats or scripts. I'll also cover the types of content and messaging and that consistency to build trust. And I'll also share how to create simple systems that support employee-led content at scale while allowing different voices to show up in different ways. But before I get to the main content, just to mention, if you want content repurposing tips and guidance, industry updates, inspiring stories, and exclusive news delivered straight to your inbox every other week, then join thousands of marketers, business owners and creators and become a Content 10X insider. Head to content10x.com/newsletter. So that all important question, you're fully bought into your employees posting content on LinkedIn, but what should employees post on LinkedIn? There is no one size fits all here. Different people communicate differently and the same format and cadence is just not going to work. The reality is one person may thrive on video, another person prefers text only, that's just how they best show up. Someone else is maybe better with visuals and visual storytelling. So it's really important to not get hung up on the format. Test and see what's working and just keep it measured at the individual profile. So test what's working for each individual. Consistency of intent matters way more than consistency of format as well. So really do bear that in mind. And talking about intent when it comes to content, go and check out our podcast episode 347. It's called Why Not All Content Works Everywhere and Why That's a Good Thing, which is basically all about that. It's about intent. It's about the intent of your post and what you want people to do off the back of consuming it. But it's also about the intent of your audience when they are on that platform as well. Why are they there? What mindset are they in? So go check that out. The link will be in the show notes. But like I was saying, with an employee activation program on LinkedIn, it can't be about uniformity, because consistency and credibility is the main thing here. It's not about everyone doing the same thing. But it's still important to look at what content formats work on LinkedIn. That's still a very valid question, even though we'll go for individual approaches with each person. So I can share with you what we see in terms of the formats on LinkedIn that are working right now. So image carousels, we absolutely love image carousels here at Content 10X for us and for our clients. They're really strong for teaching and insight-led content, really good for storytelling, and they are currently one of the most effective formats on LinkedIn. But also, photos or selfie posts do really well on LinkedIn. They're more human than branded graphics, and they signal presence and authority. Now, I appreciate that sharing selfies can be a bit cringy and not everybody wants to do that, but they really can work. You have a powerful text post and then some sort of selfie reminding people of the human behind that post, and we do see that work really well. So we're not talking about single image graphics here as well. We really are talking about, you know, just real, authentic photographs. And then text only posts are still really effective for opinions and storytelling. You can have all the best designed carousels and lovely selfies, but sometimes for some people, the posts that work the best are just the power of words and text only posts. So don't overlook those. And then video as well can work extremely well, but really if it suits the person. I wouldn't force video content onto people. It really has to be about matching the message with the medium and what's right for that person, that individual as well. What's more important above all of this is the messaging. So yes, the format is important and matching the message with the format, but it's the actual messaging. So what types of posts should your employees be posting? Your leaders, your experts, your C-suite, what should they be talking about and saying? Let me share some ideas. So I'll split this up into insights, stories, and opinion posts, because that is the mix that builds trust. So insights, your employees, they could be sharing frameworks that you follow, advice coming from personal experience, patterns that they're spotting, lessons learned, so sharing wins as well as losses, that's really important. But thinking about those insight posts. And then there's credibility stories as well. So this is more about the humanity. So behind the scenes content, top challenges that you're working on, how you show up as a leader, the wins and losses, as I mentioned, really focusing on what you do differently. Also personal journey content and customer story content as well. And then opinion posts. So this is around authority and credibility. So this could be opinions on industry trends, views on a hot topic, changes and shifts in the industry, or maybe your view on someone else's take on something. So not to be provocative, but showing you have strong views and you stand by them. You can bring your personality into what you post. So we talked about the different formats. Bring some fun, some jokes, some memes, what suits you. And it is okay to be promotional from time to time, as long as it's not all the time. So tie anything promotional with expertise and make sure it's still only a small percentage of the content that's promotional. Okay, so I've shared lots of ideas now in terms of the format and the messaging, but where do you get inspiration for your LinkedIn content? That's a really important question, because it can be hard to come up with post ideas and really kind of plan this content. So here's some ideas in terms of where you can get inspiration for your LinkedIn content. So create a channel on Slack where people can share post ideas and then take the winning ideas forward and put that into a planner. You can look for stories. So develop your next post from, let's say, a conversation that you had in the comments of the last post. So maybe you put out a post and someone made a comment, had a really good conversation with them about that comment. And then that could maybe fuel your idea for your next post, or a comment that you made on someone else's content. So somebody posted something and you made a comment and you had a bit of a conversation. Could you then create a post about that? And of course, with attribution to the first person as well who wrote the original post. Other ideas, so speak to people having conversations with customers in your organisation if that's not yourself. So the sales team, account managers, get ideas and get stories from them. So I think there are loads of different places to get inspiration for post ideas. With all of this, in terms of what do I post, what format, what message, what will work, I've said this already in our last episode, but give it some time as well. So allow the first 6 months or so to be experimental and a bit messy, and to experiment and measure and see what works. Don't be surprised as well if a post that took ages to put together just doesn't do so well, and then one that was just thrown together in a few minutes off a brief bit of inspiration really takes off. I find that all the time at the moment. So, just go with the flow and see what works. And on those posts that took ages to put together and maybe didn't do so well, if you're confident that it is a great post, maybe it was just the wrong time to post it, then there's no harm in posting it again or a variation of that, as long as you let a little bit of time pass in between the first and the second posting of it. Also, in terms of planning your content, be sure to look at what gets your attention online as well. So what is causing you to stop the scroll and look at one post over many others that pass you by? This is no way to say that you should be copying others, but more so to understand attention, understand what gets your attention to help you work out how you can get the attention of your audience. Now let's consider, what are some good examples of employee-led content done well in B2B? Now, I would recommend going and checking out Gong. Their sales leaders, marketers, experts are all very visible on LinkedIn. And at Gong, these employees, they share different types of posts. So a different mix from teachable insights with stories and very bold opinions. And it certainly doesn't look like it's forced. Individual personalities really do shine through. So go check Gong out on LinkedIn, look at their employees and what's going on with them. Another example is HubSpot. Not everyone posts, but those that do are supported. So even in a complex B2B organization, we can see it's working. They're showing up, they're sharing lessons, they're teaching, they're building the community around HubSpot as well. Two really good examples there, Gong and HubSpot. Now with these examples, we see these different voices. We see insights and stories versus promotion. And we see freedom, but within acceptable guardrails, I'm sure. And that's why this is enablement versus enforcement. Something that can be considered with employee activation on LinkedIn is whether you ever want to bring in some paid promotion too. We're always being asked, aren't we, on LinkedIn if we want to promote our posts. So let's say one of your employee posts as part of your activation program is working well, it's really resonating. Maybe you could amplify that further with budget, and you could then go after new audiences as well. So have a position on this if you embark on an employee activation program on LinkedIn. Great, so I've covered lots here in this episode. I think just to close, employee-led content works best when people are supported and not scripted. I hope that I've made that really clear in my views here. It's not one size fits all. Formats are flexible. Messaging needs to balance insight and story. It can be a little bit promotional, but make sure that that's not too much. And enablement of employee-led content is a leadership responsibility. And there needs to be clear support, enablement and support, but boundaries must exist as well. Okay, thank you so much for listening to this episode. If you have jumped in here at part three and you missed part one and part two of this series on employee-led content, then do go check those out. The links will be in the show notes, so you can go and check them out, episode 348 and 349. If you want help with your content, if you are running an employee activation program and you want help with that, or other types of content, whether it's your webinars, your podcast, or you want to launch a podcast, virtual events, white papers, reports, blog posts, you name it, we can help with all types of B2B content. We can help with creation and repurposing and with consultation and strategy as well. So do get in touch, go to content10x.com/inquiry if you'd like to chat. All that's left to say is thank you so much for listening to this episode, and I'll catch you in the next one.